Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. If you want your blog considered, as we read our blogs this week and think of which ones we want to pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, just post the Issues Etc. widget at your blog and let us know. You go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. You'll find the widget there and instructions how to post it at your blog. When it's posted, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know it's there, and we'll start reading your blog and consider it for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. What did you pick, Jeff?
Cyberstone is one of my favorite blogs, by the way, of Pastor David Peterson. He finally got an Issues Etc. widget up there. It's titled Hope and Virtue. President Obama began his presidency with a call for hope and virtue and a hidden message by implication to sacrifice. I think this is precisely what we need. I pray the president, and I mean the same things by those words. I pray for the president. The first virtue I'd like to see would be to protect the unborn, Pastor Peterson writes. The first hope would be that God's grace upon us, as spoken by the president, would be the same as hope, which is to say the forgiveness of sins won for us by our Lord Jesus Christ. In any case, that was a good speech. My Issues Etc. blog of the week, Cyberstones, by Pastor David Peterson.
And we'll post a link to both of our picks at our website, issuesetc.org. Mine comes from a blog called Ichabod, The Glory Has Departed, and it's a reproduction of an essay written by President Mark Schrader of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod called How Do You Define Success? It reads in part, what kind of pastor do you want to serve as a shepherd in your congregation? A powerful and dynamic speaker who draws people in by sheer force of personality? Someone with fantastic organizational skills? Someone who is up with all the latest techniques for connecting with people? Someone who seems to be successful? Or would you prefer someone like St. Paul, always preaching Christ, always pointing to the cross, always demonstrating a love for souls by faithful proclamation of law and gospel? Success, I suppose, all depends on how you define it. It's my Issues Etc. pick for Blog of the Week.